Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock? Yeah, man. Well, turn it up, man.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And, Curtis, let me just state for the record, my objection with Boebert is not the alleged escorting. I think sex work should be legal and regulated. I mean, are you kidding me? It's like, what this has been going on since
abortions,
we've been
multiple
here.
Abortions.
And abortions as well. I mean, that's between a woman and her doctor. It's her right to choose. I mean, I have no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is the rank hypocrisy. If you're going to engage in those kinds of activities for yourself and then restrict that for other people, I think you're an absolute hypocrite. How can you possibly hold those positions? I mean, where's the consistency? That's my problem. I don't give a damn if someone's getting paid to sleep with someone. So what? It's not my business. You see how I do that, folks, Republicans? It's not my business. Just like it's not your business if someone pays me for sex.
Again. Wait,
they don't pay me for sex, they pay me to leave.
Okay, Dom, check's in the mail, man. Let's keep moving down the political headlines. I got at least one more.
All right, let's hear it.
A sad story of cancel culture, maybe. I slammed the computer. Mike Lindell says he raged after Walmart canceled MyPillow.
Wow. No kidding. So he's got some emotional and anger problems. Like, hard. Didn't see that one coming.
Well, Walmart's a substantial retail outlet, man. When you face multi-billion-dollar defamation lawsuits, come on, man, you need a ball.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
He better be on the street corner peddling pillows all day, all night. Mike Lindell needs the money.
Maybe he's
not serious. If you have any moral character about you, you are. We're all in this together.
maybe he should try to smother himself with one of those pillows. Can you do that?
They're not thick enough for that. They'll keep shifting the foam fill. Anyways, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell revealed on Thursday, that's today, buddy, that he was enraged and slammed his computer during a video call after a Walmart executive vowed to never sell his bedding products again. I'd like to, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Walmart Corporation, but, you know, I might have to at least go buy some alternative brand pillow there a little bit more.
The guy was very, very angry and tired, and he wants to go home.
Lindell first told his audience on Wednesday that Walmart had canceled future MyPillow orders during a Thursday appearance with conservative podcaster Steve Bannon. Don't call me a podcaster. He's barely a podcaster, right? What is he? Charged contempt of Congress person out on bail.
He was pardoned. Don't forget he was pardoned.
Felon.
Yeah, And he took a bunch of Trumpsters for that build the wall money, right?
Yeah, he milked them.
Yeah. How many people? But his partners in that, they're going down because they weren't pardoned.
How many people do you think? How many people do you think he screwed on meth deals through the years?
Well, allegedly.
During a Thursday appearance with podcaster Steve Bannon, Lindell detailed the conference call that ended his relationship with the giant retailer. It's just me and the executive VP of Walmart, he recalled. All of a sudden, he goes, we're not ever having MyPillow again. You don't make the rating of 4. I go, what rating system? I go, what are you talking about? So they're not being kicked out for politics. He's being kicked out for bad pillowing. I just
quality.
Point that out.
He is not
quality
making
of the pillow
quality control. He's not up to snuff.
He blames it on bots and trolls. Lindell does. You know, it can't be the pillows.
No, not at all.
He goes, well, no, we're canceling MyPillow, the pillow executive said. And he had this smirk on his face. And I said, goodbye, you're going to be all over the news tomorrow. And I slammed the computer. That's what real men do. When I'm being a petulant little kid, I slam the computer.
Oh, come on.
Take that.
Yeah, I'm sure Walmart's really just having a hell of a time dealing with all the Mike Lindell lovers out there.
Buddy, you showing up on Friday? We doing a Friday show?
Wait, what's Friday? That's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. There. Yeah, I think so.
Are we going to have Jim Santel on to help us? Ooh. Have we invited Jim on?
Or I have not talked to Jim.
Many fine friends. Am I the only guy that books around here anymore? So anyways, there may or may not be guests on tomorrow's show. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. I believe Tuesday will be the next helping of January 6 hearings. But of course, if there's any legal breaking news, and I got to tell you, the news cycles, they're accelerating, aren't they?
They certainly seem to be.
I mean, I like that in that the noose is also accelerating and it's tightening. In this case, not around the neck of Mike Pence, but perhaps around the neck of the former president. Do you think these hearings are having impact? I mean, I love the legal case. You know, I think it's been very thoughtful. I think it's been well executed. But are we moving hearts and minds towards understanding when Donald Trump gets indicted, it's because he deserved it?
I mean, from my own personal perspective, absolutely. I mean, I guess I suspected many of these things, you know, we talk about this, that this was going on, and now it's being confirmed. And it's being confirmed not by Democrats, but by Trump's own inner circle, by Greg Jacob.
That guy had a lot of coffee boys, didn't he?
I mean, these are the testimony are from Trumpsters. I mean, these are people in the administration.
The phone calls, the testimony's coming from inside the house.
The White House. It is. And I mean, that gives it certainly credence to, you know, the Trumpsters out there. Now, whether or not they believe it or not, you know, some folks will never believe it. But, you know, the question is, well, the moderate, quote unquote, the ones that are now called rhinos because you don't go along with the coup attempt. Now you're a rhino. I mean, that's what this party is made up of now. So, you know, I guess my concern is, how does this slow down?
And unlicensed escorts.
How does this flow down to the state level, to, you know, the local level? I mean, every state, and certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, we have the folks that are still pushing this lie, the folks that are involved and engaged in this. So I'm looking forward to see how this committee addresses the fraudulent electors and perhaps some of those Congress folks, senators and assembly people who sent this letter out to Pence.
Well, they also apparently were in on the coup. John Eastman had obviously given them the plan.
Yes.
And John Eastman was in the state of Wisconsin barely a month ago.
Yes.
Trying to convince Robin Voss you can still execute this plan.
And then we find out that Eastman himself is asked back then for a pardon after pushing the bunk, after him. And this is the specific news. Eastman, Pence, Trump, they all knew and acknowledged it was illegal, and they went forward with it anyway. That's new news, and the fact that he asked for a pardon is also new news. So I cannot wait for more of this to flush out, and I cannot wait until next Tuesday.
I hope they all have good effing defense attorneys. Or bad ones, like Rudy.
Whatever.
Either way, I'm getting popcorn. Can't wait till Tuesday or Friday. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. If you're in the Shaw, Joel Clayfish, raised in the Shaw, 7 o'clock. Be there.
Trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
The only reason you get pardoned is you committed a crime.
One, two, three, four, five.